proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We further look at the subject of Jew and Gentile in one body by studying the sermon that Paul delivered to the synagogue at Antioch of Pisidia, as recorded in Acts chapter 13. As a reminder, Paul addressed his message to, quote, "men of Israel and ye that fear God," unquote. A greeting that implied that Jewish people comprised a large number of those synagogue attendees. After talking about how God favored the Jewish people in delivering them from Egypt, how God had favored the Jewish people by giving them the land of Canaan as a conquest, how God had favored the Jewish people by giving them judges to lead them and to rule them. After these things, Paul alluded to God and his relationship with David, who was Israel's second king. In 1 Samuel 13, God made a statement to Samuel to this effect, quote, "I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will," unquote. This was God's way of describing the character of the man he chose to be the ruler over his people. Notice at that time that David nor his family members were prominent individuals in the social life of Israel. Paul connected Jesus Christ with David. Quote, "Of this man's seed," David's, that is, seed, "of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus." God provided Israel liberators during the days of the judges, people who freed them from oppression. But now, Paul said, God gave the Jewish people a Savior, Jesus Christ, a Savior to free them from bondage to sin. Paul advanced his argument by citing the words of John the Baptist about Jesus Christ. Quote, "Behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose," unquote. In the first chapter of John's Gospel, a group of Jewish leaders came to John the Baptist, asking him about his mission and his identity. John denied filling any greater role than that of Isaiah's, quote, "voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord," unquote. In that same chapter, moreover, John the Baptist pointed to Jesus Christ and publicly identified him as, quote, "the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world," unquote. Paul indicted the Jewish leadership in Jerusalem on several counts. They failed to understand the words of their prophets, words they heard proclaimed throughout their worship services. They failed to acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Messiah, condemning him to die. They failed to recognize Jesus Christ, indeed condemning him, sending him to Pontius Pilate for execution. Yet, as Paul continued, quote, "God raised him from the dead," unquote. Widespread eyewitness testimony existed in connection with the Lord's resurrection. According to 1 Corinthians 15, we read that Jesus Christ was, quote, "seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once." Paul went on to say, "after that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time," unquote. The resurrection of Jesus Christ played a tremendous role in Christian faith. By raising the Savior from the dead, God authenticated his claims. The Lord's resurrection also fulfilled prophecy in Psalm 16 that God would not allow his Holy One to experience bodily corruption. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.